Hello.
Hi, this is Jasmine returning your call from customer support. May I please have your zip code to better assist you?
78401.
Thank you for that. May I please have your first and your last name as well?
Charles Ramseur, R-A-M-S-E-U-R.
And the zip code was 78401, is that correct?
That is Corpus Christi, Texas.
All right, thank you for that. And just one moment to let me look up an account for you. Can you please hold for me?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for your patience. I'm still here, just one more moment. All right, thank you for holding so patiently for me, sir. I do apologize about that wait. So I was unable to pull an account with the zip code and name that you provided. Have you ordered anything online?
Yes, I did. Today from Walmart, it was for taking a survey and paying the postage.
Yes, sir. Do you have an order number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you please provide that for me?
608-814-895.
I have 608-814-895. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for that. And just one moment while I check all the databases with that order number. Can you please hold for me?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your patience. I do appreciate it. I'm still here, sir. Please continue to hold the line for me, okay?
Yes, ma'am. No problem.
And do you know the name of the product that you ordered so I can maybe try to narrow down on which system that you may be in?
It's a pot and pan set.
Okay, just one moment. I'm still here, sir. I do apologize about the very long wait. Just bear with me, okay?
Oh, no problem. Take your time.
Thank you for your patience. I'm still here, sir. Just one more moment.
Oh, no problem. Just go ahead and take your time. I'm on hold.
All right, thank you for holding so patiently for me, sir. So I have checked all of our databases, and I'm still unable to pull an account here. Has the order gone through already? So it has to go through since you have an order number. Was it an attempted order, or have you been charged already?
I've already been charged.
And you placed the order today?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have an email address that I can maybe search by?
Small case, Ramseur, R-A-M-S-E-U-R, Charles.
R-A, okay, so that was R-A.
M-S-E-U-R, Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S, at 7191@gmail.com.
Okay, let me just repeat that spelling back out to you. So for the beginning, I have R as in Romeo, A as in apple. Is that M M like Mary?
Yes, ma'am.
S as in Sierra, E as in Echo, U as in Unicorn, R as in Robert, Charles, 7191 at Gmail. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me just search with the email. Can you please hold for me?
No problem.
I really do appreciate your patience. I'm still here. Please continue to hold. And may I ask, how long ago has it been since you placed the order? Has it been like just now, or has it been like 20 or 30 minutes? Or how
about
long
ago?
About an
hour ago.
Okay, about an hour ago. Okay.
And I called this number to check it, and it just kept saying a representative will be right with
you. All right. So I'm just checking the email. If I can't find anything with the email, then I will probably need to run the first six and last four of the card, but let me just continue trying with the email first, okay?
Okay.
I'm still here. Please continue to hold for me.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for holding so patiently for me, sir. If you have the first six and last four digits of the card handy, can I please try that to see if I can locate? Okay, finally, I've located your order with the email address. I'm sorry that took so long, but I think I got you.
I just wanted to see if it was legit or a scam.
Yes, sir. I'll help. I can help you. I can help you with that. Just let me get the account pulled up. All right, thank you for holding so patiently for me, sir. For security purposes, can you please verify the shipping address?
Okay, the shipping address, 416 North Chaparral, Corpus Christi, Texas, apartment 610, zip code 78401.
Okay, thank you for that. So I have located the account for the cookware. So it is a sweepstakes for a chance to win the cookware. Our terms and conditions states that you will pay a $7.95 entry fee for a chance to win the cookware set, but you will also be enrolled into a subscription for the discount shopping store membership, where that is $67.32 a month, and you'll get a voucher for $125 in your email monthly to shop the online discount electronic store, along with the sweepstakes.
Okay. I've got several. I'm in Walmart a lot. I've got several other offers. They're the same thing. Pay the entrance fee, and then you get a chance to win.
That is correct. So it's a chance to win. So basically, how it goes is your first $7.95 is for the first entry that gets you a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning. After 2 days, you are billed $67.32 for the $125 voucher that gets you a 1 in 100 chance of winning. And then every 30 days after that, it gets you a 1 in 50 chance of winning.
Okay, thank you. You've been very helpful and polite. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Is there anything further that I can assist you with?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.